asked her, can I use your vehicle? And she told me no.
Did you drive my car? You're lying under oath.
Different realities for a sister and brother.
He wasn't driving the car when it was damaged. You drove the car into a pole.
Correct.
He's lying.
But the judge is all about keeping it real.
Did you have insurance on your car?
No, ma'am.
You can't let your brother, who I wouldn't let drive a tricycle, borrow my car that had no insurance on it.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Mary Gay is suing her brother, 22-year-old Leroy Jackson, for damaging her car and then spray painting the damage.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 28 on the calendar in the matter of Gay versus Jackson. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Miss Gay, this is your brother. Yeah. It is your claim that he asked to borrow your car just going to the store. When he came back, he said he had had an accident with the car, and he did have an accident with the car. Hit an inanimate object, a pole or something. You went outside, you looked at it, you were very aggravated, and a few days later, when you looked at the car, he had tried to, what do they call it, bando? The stuff that they put in to cover things.
Right.
And he painted it over and it looked...
No, Your Honor. He tried to spray paint my car.
He? I said he.
Yeah, he tried to spray paint it, not bondo
it. Or just spray paint it over.
Yeah.
Whatever. Brother said that he did, in fact, try to spray over the car. But he said that was at your request because he wasn't driving the car when it was damaged. You drove the car into a pole.
Correct.
He's lying.
Okay, Mr. Jackson, how old are you, sir?
I'm 22.
Who do you live with?
Myself and my girlfriend.
What kind of work do you do?
I am currently unemployed.
And what kind of work does she do?
She works as a cashier at Walmart.
How long have you been unemployed?
About 6 to 8 months.
Have any medical problems, sir?
I do not.
Do you take any prescription or non-prescription medication?
I do not.
What were you doing at your sister's house?
I was just over there relaxing. That was it. Just.
At what time of the day were you over there relaxing?
Probably about noonish, a little bit after that.
On what date? Was it a Monday through Friday, or was it a Saturday or Sunday?
That I cannot really pinpoint for you. Like,
do you remember what month it was?
Yes, I do. It was January.
January of this year?
Yes, of this year.
Was it just you and your sister who were relaxing, or was your girlfriend with you?
My girlfriend was there with me.
How did you get to your sister's house?
I got a ride.
From whom?
From my sister.
This sister?
Yes.
So she came to pick you up?
Yes.
What time did she come to pick you up?
Say about...
Don't guess.
I'm not trying to remember for you, but...
Well, I want you to remember.
It's around noonish, a little bit after, like I said.
Your Honor, it's 11:30.
If I wanted you to give me an answer, I would have looked in your direction.
Sorry.
Around...
My time is around 11. Around noonish.
Am I keeping you awake?
Yeah.
Good. So your sister came and picked you up at around 12 noon. You and your girlfriend to come and spend the day.
Yes.
And then what happened?
I was over at my sister's house, and I wanted to go to the store. So I asked her, can I use your vehicle? And she told me no, but I wasn't happy with that answer. So I kept asking her.
You're lying. I told you yes.
I'm going to throw out your case.
Sorry.
Do you understand?
Again.
Yes.
I'm going to throw out your case. Do it one more time. When I want an answer, I'm going to get it from him. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. Keep going. I asked you, so you were pestering her.
I was pestering her, whatever you want to call it. I was just asking her if I can. I kept asking her. So she finally told me no, but I'll give you a ride up there. I said, okay, that is fine with
me.
Was
there a reason why she wouldn't give you the keys to the car?
I do have my driver's license.
Okay. You weren't drinking or smoking anything?
I was not. No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, you sort of glossed over the smoking anything. You weren't drinking anything. So she said, no, but I'll give you a ride there.
Yes, correct.
And?
So I go in the house, I grab my girlfriend, so we can both go up there to the store. So we start heading
what
to...
What store did you want to go to?
It was a BP.
What is that?
A gas station.
What did you want to go for?
Cigarettes and drinks and other stuff.
Cigarettes and drinks?
Yes, but not alcoholic drink, like just a pop, grab something to drink.
Snacks. Munchy crunchies. So your sister is driving you to the BP, and?
So my sister's driving me to the BP, and we're about to pull in. I don't know really what caused her to hit it or what, but we were driving, she pulled in, she went over the curb, she hit it. Her driver door would not open, so I got out the car to check. Being the nice little kind brother I am, got out the car, checked for her, and I told her my evaluation of it. I told her it was a dent on it and that it wasn't too bad, if I would say so. But I'm not no mechanic.
Okay, and did you go and get your snacks?
Yes, I still got my snacks. That's what I went.
Just a second. Did you get the snacks before or after she went over the curb and hit something?
I got it after.
Well, she couldn't get it. You said she couldn't open her door?
Yes, her car, her driver's side door would not open.
Open, so she stayed in the car?
Yes.
And you went out and got the snacks?
Yes.
Got back into the car?
Correct.
And then what happened?
And then, I checked out the damages after I grabbed my snacks. And I looked and I told her it wasn't too bad
but you can't open the door. And? But
it wasn't too bad as far as visibly. Like, to me, it wasn't as bad because we see cars with dents on them all the time. Like, it was just a little couple scratches that were really an eyesore to me. So I told her that.
But if she couldn't open the door, then it must have been more damage than that. She couldn't open the door.
Correct. But from my point of view.
From your vision.
Yes, from my vision of it, it wasn't too bad. Like, I was still on that car and I was still driving. It's not totaled. It is still drivable.
You mean two extremes, either it's a scratch or it's totaled. You don't think that not being able to open a driver's door makes a car too dangerous to drive? What happens if it starts to smoke in a car? You can't get out. How did she get out of the car?
You had to climb over the seat.
Is that what your sister did when she got home? Now,
yeah.
You went in and got your snacks and your cigarettes.
Correct.
And you got back into the car. And then I assume you went to your sister's house.
Correct.
How did she get out of the car?
She had to climb over the seat.
Now you're back at your sister's house. She climbed over the seat.
Correct.
And you and your girlfriend and your sister are hanging out, munching on what you bought and smoking the cigarettes that you had bought. Did there come a time when you went home?
Yes.
How did you get home?
My mother.
Your mother came to pick you up?
Correct.
Why did you call your mother?
Because I did not want her driving her car all the way back out to Cleveland.
Why not?
Because she literally just got into an accident.
And on what day did the accident take place?
January 10th.
Did you go to the house to pick up your brother and his girlfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
Who else was at your house?
My daughter was at my house. My boyfriend was at my house. And that was it.
And at what time did somebody take the car and go to get snacks and cigarettes?
Leroy took the car at about 12:45.
Did not.
Did he ask you if he could take the
yes,
car?
Yes.
You know your brother has a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
When he asked you if he could go to the store to get some snacks, why did you say no?
I didn't say no, Your Honor. I told him that he could.
I've let him
drive my car before on many different occasions.
And you gave him the keys?
Yes, ma'am.
And what kind of car is it?
It's a Chrysler 300 2005.
When did you purchase it?
I purchased it February previous year to this year, the 17th.
Is there a note on the car?
No, it's all paid off.
Do you have photographs of what the car looked like?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
Do you want to see the before and after?
Yes.
This is before he wrecked it. This is after he wrecked it. This is after he wrecked it, and this is whenever he thought he was the auto repair shop.
I was not driving the vehicle.
When you showed me a picture of before, this is not what the car looked like before he took it.
No, ma'am, that's before, as far
that's
as before he spray painted it, and he was the repair shop, I guess. I don't know.
Well, on what date did you do that?
You wanted me to do
Mr.
that.
Mr. Jackson, on what date did you try to fix it?
It was sometime in February. I do not recall the exact day. It was like a couple weeks after she called me and she told me to go ahead and to spray paint it. And then I further went ahead and went to the auto store to get spray paint. And right before,
dented. How do you spray paint a dented car?
I was trying to cover up the scratches like she had wanted me to.
Well, but it's dented.
I know, but the concern was the scratches and making it.
No, the concern was how do you get the car door open? How did you get the car door open?
Ma'am, I never got it opened. And my concern was the damage to the door because like you said earlier, if a fire was to happen, how
so
am I supposed to get it?
Is my question to you that you haven't used the car since?
I try not to, only if I have
so
to.
The answer, so the answer is you've used the car since?
Yes, only in the cases of emergencies.
So the answer is you've used the car since?
Yes, ma'am.
And how do you get in and out of the car?
I literally have to climb over the seat, and I'm not exactly skinny, Your Honor. So I have bruises on my legs from it, and it's just a big inconvenience.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How did you expect him to fix the car?
Last I knew, he had insurance.
If his car was repossessed.
Because their car didn't get repossessed until in the middle of the month, Your Honor, and usually insurance goes for a full month.
You didn't even think about that.
And later today.
What is the name of your insurer?
Geico.
You're in good hands with Geico. Right?
That's Allstate, but.
Geico was
the. Allstate.
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 Geico was the gecko.
Oh, the little gecko.
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Mary Gay says her brother, Leroy Jackson, damaged her car and then damaged it more when he attempted to fix it.
Now, how did you expect him to fix the car?
I thought, last I knew, he had insurance because he
what
had
What kind of insurance does he have?
I don't
have
know.
Insurance? How could he have insurance?
Because he had a vehicle prior to this that got repoed for lack of payment.
He had no car. You had to go pick him up. How could you think he had insurance if his car was repossessed?
Because their car didn't get repossessed until in the middle of the month, Your Honor, and usually insurance goes for a full month.
You didn't even think about that. I mean, you're just tooting right now. So I assume you only have liability, not collision on your car. Is that right?
No, ma'am. I don't have any insurance on my vehicle at this time.
Just a minute. Did you have insurance on your car the day you let him drive it?
No, ma'am. And the reason why I didn't have insurance was because I'm a single mother, and I'm trying to take care of my children without help from their father. And sometimes I have to buy basketball shoes.
Miss Gay.
Toiletries Ms. for them, Gay. Anything.
Miss Gay. You can't drive a car without insurance. It's fascinating to me. I mean, I thought at least you would say to me, yeah, but I can't afford collision insurance. I only have liability. You can't drive a car without insurance, and you can't let your brother, who I wouldn't let drive a tricycle today, borrow my car that had no insurance on
it. Your Honor, but that still doesn't stop the fact that he spray painted my vehicle, my black vehicle, gray, and that... He had.
All right, let me
he
explain
wrote a promissory
to,
note
let me explain
saying
to you,
that he wrecked
let
the
me
ex- car, Your
let
Honor,
me explain to
and
you,
that he would pay for the damages.
Listen to me. I don't care. I'm going to give you a doctrine. It's called the doctrine of clean hands. Put down your paper. This
Your
is
Honor,
what
so
it's. This
it's
is
okay
what
it, for
just
him
a second.
To not pay for the damage that he did.
It's as okay for him not to pay for the damage as it is for you to drive your car and lend it to other people without insurance. Because if instead of hitting a pole, he hit two children and caused injury, and you have no insurance.
Your Honor, because like I said, I thought he had insurance and his insurance would cover. And he has a promissory note that him and his girlfriend drove, saying that they drove my car.
Bye.
And what about him spray painting it?
Bye. You want to drive a car without insurance?
So you didn't drive my car?
I'm telling you right now.
So you didn't drive my car?
Listen to me very carefully.
Did you drive my car? You're lying under oath.
Yeah, just a second. I don't care whether he drove it or not.
Did you drive my car?
She doesn't understand, Bert.
Right.
She doesn't understand. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to sit here.
You
we're going to cut off her mic, and I'm going to say right into the camera, when you come to court, you have to have clean hands. You're supposed to have insurance. Perfect. Thank you. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Justice was served here. She's just trying to find somebody to blame. She wants it not to be on her. She wants me to be the person to blame when in reality it is her. And the judge seeing through it.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lumbert versus Moorefield. Step forward.
Jillian Lumbert is suing 23-year-old Tyson Moorefield for the remainder of a car loan after he totaled her car on their first and only date.
Miss Lumbert, about a year ago, you met the defendant. You had one date with him, and you were driving home from your date, and the defendant was driving your car.
Correct.
At your request.
Correct.
And he had an accident.
Yes.
And the car was totaled as a result of the accident.
Correct.
It was a relatively new car, and it was fully insured, and you had gap insurance. Perfect. What is the name of your insurer?
Geico.
You're in good hands with Geico. Right?
That's Allstate, but...
Hmm?
But I would say Geico
no,
definitely took care
Geico.
Of me.
Geico was
the... Allstate.
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 Geico was the gecko.
Geico, gecko. Oh, the little gecko.
Okay.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She told me that the insurance was going
to
cover
now
everything.
Now, listen to me. I don't care. So you mean she told you that the insurance was going to cover everything, so you decided to be an inattentive driver because you had gap insurance? Don't be a fool.
cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jillian Lambert says Tyson Moorfield totaled her car on their first and only date.
The defendant initially got a ticket for reckless driving.
Correct.
That didn't impact on them paying you insurance for your car, but you were advised that since he got this ticket, which was a criminal act for reckless driving, they wouldn't cover your gap insurance.
Correct.
So far, correct?
So far, correct.
Then Mr. Moorfield was only convicted of what?
Inattentive driving.
Inattentive driving, which is not a criminal act. And so you said to Geico, he was not convicted of a criminal act. They found that he was inattentive or he pled guilty, which is the same thing to inattentive driving, so that I want you to pay my gap insurance, which they then should have done, right?
Correct.
But which they didn't do.
Right.
Yeah, so two things. I'd like to see the letter from Geico telling you that even though he wasn't found guilty of a criminal act, they're still not going to cover your gap insurance.
I actually do not have that letter because I spoke to them on the phone. I only have the initial letter of them stating that they were not going to cover because he was cited for reckless driving at the time. So when I had called them and told them, okay, it got pled down to inattentive driving, they said, okay, we'll cover it.
Well, then you should have gotten a letter from them.
They never sent a letter.
How long ago was this?
So it was December of 2016 that I had contacted them, and they said, yeah, we'll cover it. Never got a letter.
And are you still with Geico?
No. I swapped to State Farm.
Well, have you called them since?
Yeah, I called them since, and I never got a response. That portion of their insurance company just never...
Well. Just a second. Do you have any notations about the person that you spoke to when you called?
I don't. I ended up not taking enough notes on that, so.
Well, I'd like to see the letter that they sent you.
The initial one?
Yeah.
Because I had sent a letter back telling them, and I'll give that to you as well, to keep the case open.
Well.
And they never replied back. I even asked for a receipt from them, from the letter that I sent them.
Oh. They didn't pay it because the exclusion to your policy clearly states gap addendum does not apply to any loss arising out of dishonest, which this wasn't, fraudulent, which this doesn't, criminal, which this wasn't, illegal or intentional act.
Right.
Well, what he did was an intentional act. You pled guilty to what?
Inattentive driving, ma'am.
That's an intentional act. So they were perfectly within their rights and within their contract to not pay your gap insurance.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She spoke to somebody at Geico who may have given her misinformation or just blown her off. Of course, they did pay a lot of money on your car. How much?
I think the total was around $12,000.
That's a lot of money. So the shortfall was $2,700. So now it comes to you. You pled guilty to inattentive driving.
Yes, ma'am.
Which means the accident was your fault.
Yes, ma'am.
So beyond a reasonable doubt, you owe $2,700.
I don't believe so, ma'am.
Well, I don't care actually what you believe. So I'm going to tell you what the law is. You pled guilty to an act that caused an accident. She is at a loss of $2,700 because of your inattentive driving. As between you and the plaintiff, why should she pay for your inattentive driving?
Well, as we had discussed that night, she told me that the insurance was going to cover everything.
Now, listen to me. I don't care. So you mean she told you that the insurance was going to cover everything, so you decided to be an inattentive driver because that you had gap insurance? Don't be a fool. Give me another defense that I can buy, or just say I'm going to shut up.
I'm not sure.
Well, then just say I'm going to shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,700. We're finished.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't believe I should have to pay $2,700.
I'm just glad that this all got settled finally.
It's a car accident, and by definition, it's an accident. I didn't mean to.
It was a pretty bad wreck. We totaled 3 cars in the process.
Just lucky and happy, at least, to still be here.
I'm very glad I'm alive.